Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Father Vincent Peterson, pastor of the Shrine and Parish of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the village of Tortugas, to tell us about a centuries-old event that bridges the community. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Emily. It's my pleasure to be here. I feel very honored to be here as part of Puentes.
It's an honor also for one of the village's patron saints, St. John the Baptist, that we're going to be talking about. In Spanish, St. John the Baptist is San Juan Bautista, no?
Yes. San Juan Bautista is, in Spanish. And that is the festival we're celebrating this weekend.
Tell us about this centuries-old event.
Mm-hmm. Well, John the Baptist, I think, is honored by many of the indigenous peoples here in the Mesilla Valley and beyond. That tradition was brought here way back in the 16th century with the missionaries from Mexico or New Spain. And John the Baptist was very, very popular. He's a precursor of Jesus and the people's followers and the Christian faith. And he was one who announced the coming of the Lord. Huh? And so John the Baptist is somebody to be honored because he's, right after him, you know, comes, should we say, the good news for the people and the people who were lived in this land, you know, many of the Piro and the Tiwa Indians.
I understand there were two villages in this area. Tell us about the two villages.
As far as we know, they were two villages that developed there on the banks of the Rio Grande River, just right up above the river and where the river used to flow over that direction. And so it was, certainly the source of water for the village. But it was made up, the population was made up mostly of indigenous peoples and kind of a mixture of peoples from different Pueblo tribes, the Tiwa, as well as the Piro, Pueblo Indians. So that is the roots, really, of the village. And many of them came to work in the tin mines that were up in the Oregon Mountains And so they worked up there during the week, but, you know, the workers came home. That was a long distance. You know, we didn't have cars back then, you know, and so that's quite a distance. But that was the village.
What was the village name then was?
Well, there were two villages. It was Our Lady Guadalupe village and then as well St. John the Baptist or San Juan Bautista. And somehow, I'm not too sure, I'm not clear about that point as to why there were two villages, but they did coexist together, and over time they became one. Well, consequently, it as well, St. John the Baptist has become like the co-patron of our parish community, Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish, and so John the Baptist is honored by us. Every year at this time.
And so this year it's the weekend of June the 22nd and the 23rd. Yesterday, the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, our what we call our Tortugas Country Club, huh? Out at Sonoma Ranch. Yeah, the people of Sonoma Ranch, wonderful people in welcoming us.
Mm-hmm. Tonight is a special tardeada, which is a dance, but the actual celebration of the turtle races, that's something that's fun for everyone, not just the dances. The dance in the evenings for the adults mainly, right? For the tardeada, which will be from 8 till midnight tonight with music by Sangria. And then tomorrow, bright and early, with sweet booths opening at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then the turtle derby registration. So the turtle, Tortugas, why was the village called Tortugas?
Oh, there's a number of stories. And I do hear, I've heard a number of different ones. One is because of the shape of what some people call a mountain. It's really Tortugas Mountain, at least I've been corrected when I first came to Tortugas. Tortugas Mountain is kind of in the shape of a turtle. Huh? It's 800 feet high, you know, at least from the valley. And in that there is the Tortugas Mountain is as well at the summit is a grotto, and there is a place of prayer. It's a shrine to Our Lady up there that is connected to the community in which we make pilgrimage every year in December. So from the name of the mountain, we got, I think, the name Tortugas. Others also said that in that area, since the river was over more that direction, that there was just a lot of desert tortoises and actually water turtles as well in that area. So terrapins. So there were, they think maybe it came from that, you know, the fact that there was a lot of turtles around. So
this year, mm-hmm. it's the 25th anniversary mm-hmm. of the turtle races. And then, well, children and adults also participate. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about what was your first experience when you first became mm-hmm. the pastor of Our Lady and your first mm-hmm. turtle race?
Well, this is really almost, this is my actually my fifth San Juan Fiesta and turtle races, because I came, my first day here was during the turtle races. I came to visit before I became pastor. And, well, I was expecting, you know, I was expecting this really long course, you know, of yards long, you know. But it's not that long. It's really very short. It's a short race course, a carrera, for the turtles. And some of those turtles move quite fast. So, The littler ones, yes. People bring some real big tortoises, and they just sit there after they drop them, they place them on the starting line, and then they'll go into their shell. But others will right away scoot down the raceway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It really is. And you know, and we have kept that registration open. It's free, especially for the kids. There's no charge in any of that. And we have T-shirts for the kids for the turtle races. But this is our 25th year for the turtle races, so it's a kind of a milestone. This year with our turtle races.
Mm-hmm. So something very special, and with some celebrity judges.
Yes, we will have some celebrity judges. I'm going to try to talk my radio host into coming as a celebrity judge.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and we also have a few others. Some local political leaders and so forth will be there. I think Nathan Small is going to be there.
Oh, good.
And a councilman, and also will be there. Mary Helen Garcia will be with us, and we'll have some other surprises as well.
Something really good, that the food. Tell us about the foods
okay.
there.
All right. Well, we'll entice you, listeners, but you know, the gorditas are the real big draw. The gorditas and the enchilada dinner. The chili, I mean, they have these huge vats of chili, huh, that they're made. But each one, it's got a lot of quality.
Well, being that we might have 100-degree weather, but it's under a pavilion.
Oh,
describe
sure.
that.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a wonderful, beautiful thing about our parish, is that the people there had the foresight of a number of years ago to build a large pavilion, you know, it's amazing how many people we can fit in there and under and in the shade and out of the sun. But it is adjacent to our parish hall, and we have plenty of parking all around. People can come. And so for the turtle races, we've got the food there. We've got beverages. And so we have and tables and fans and actually outside air conditioning.
I'm going to talk about you now. Well, something mm-hmm. interesting about you're an artist as well. How long have you been a priest? Were you an artist mm-hmm. before you were a priest?
Oh, my goodness. they go hand in hand as far as I go way back. I've always been an artist, drawing pictures and painting when I was a kid. But I entered the seminary, the Franciscan order, when I was 25 years old. And I have been now ordained a priest in the order for 27 years. Mm-hmm. So I just celebrated my anniversary in May.
Congratulations.
So thank you.
And what type of artwork, mm-hmm. what is your focus on?
My focus is on landscape, okay? And I see that the earth is an icon of God. It really is. And it reflects, you know, it's an image of God, and it's a sanctuary of God, and so forth, as of the divine, as I see that, and so I try to capture how I see it, and as every artist does, and I think I have a particular approach to it, with bright colors and so forth.
And you do have exhibits as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Later on, the Franciscan Art Festival in Labor Day weekend. It's a big draw. A lot of people go to that. We have a lot of wonderful local artists who are part of that. And that's the weekend of Labor Day, along with the big three. You know, there's the Wine Festival and also the Hatch Chili Festival, the same weekend. And we're the third one, you know, the Franciscan Art Festival. But yeah, we have a number of artists there. And I feel very special to be part of that tradition.
And your artwork then is on display there.
Yes, I will be there.
And for sale, too.
Oh, and for sale. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. Why is it you got into the priesthood? And why? How did you select the Franciscan order?
Well, a series of different events in my life. But I find that I was called to, I think it was working with people as well, not just painting, but also that dimension of working with people and helping them to see the art that's within them, you know, the beauty, the colors that is there. You know, that's, I believe, is maybe a connection there. That's a lot about my vocation. And that's what I've always wanted to do, is to help people to see how beautiful they are, and especially the people of Tortugas and Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish and the folks there.
And the Franciscan Order, how did you go into that?
Well, the Franciscans, I grew up on a farm in Minnesota, so I was always kind of a nature boy, a hippie child back in the 60s and early 70s, so I gravitated to Francis, yeah.
And he is the patron saint of animals?
Of ecology and also many other things. Now we have a pope named after him with his name. Yes, patron saint of ecology is because he was one that saw the image of the divine in the created order in the cosmos, and so that was he saw the suffering, the God who suffers, and the God of new life. So that is that connection. I believe that why he is made the patron saint of ecology. Yeah.
And you see him with birds or with little animals around him.
Yeah.
How about turtles?
Well, actually, I have seen an image with him with turtles. Yes, I have. You know, not sitting on his shoulders, I think at his feet, or holding one time. You know, some say that, Francis preached to the birds and the animals, but I think they preached to him. I think we need to turn that story around, huh?
So now we have this weekend with St. John, San Juan, Fiesta de San Juan. And now this benefits the community in many ways. Can you tell us how this festival does?
Well, number one, it brings us together. I'm very impressed with the cooperation in the parish and among peoples, coming together, working together. First of all, it's a fundraiser for the parish, of course, and it helps to supplement our income and some of our ministries and the work that goes on in and through the parish. But it also again is that opportunity for the parish to come together and see themselves, and also throw open the doors as a welcome to others. That, to me, is it gives an opportunity for families to get together. You know, Tortugas is about families, and it's about tradition and about, long-time relationships. And so people come together, and it is that, again, that gathering place.
And they call it Mesilla Park as well. Is it... Well, on the edge of Mesilla Park, or is it part of Mesilla Park now?
Tortugas is an incorporated area of the county, but our address is Mesilla Park. Yeah, so we're scrunched in there between Mesilla Park and Las Cruces. Yeah,
and very close to the university.
Oh, right,
so
here. There we go.
What would you suggest that people wear to come to the festival?
Well, comfortable clothing. I would imagine summer wear. You know, a hat.
Because it will be warm.
Well, yeah. It will be warm, sure.
But there's
a lot of beverages, and there's a lot of, again, like I say, we have indoor or outdoor air conditioning we've got a little system going for that with fans and so forth. So, you know, after a while in there, you really don't notice the heat, huh?
And in the parish hall, are there events there for the children?
Yes, there is. We have what we call Kitty Land. Mm-hmm. We have a face painting. We've got games for the children, and it's adult supervised. And our members of our youth group will be helping with that as well.
And then after the Turtle Fest, then there'll be the Dance at Tardeada with music by Animo, mm-hmm. music, and of course your raffle drawings. Well, I really appreciate you coming out to tell us about this, the 25th anniversary of the San Juan Fiesta, with the 25 years of the turtle races, but the San Juan Fiesta has been going on for centuries then, mm-hmm. in this community.
Sure. Oh, yes. It probably predates the parish. Next year will be our centennial as a parish, Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish. So, but the community in was there long before that. Oh, yeah. And the honoring of San Juan as goes way back with dances, because the evening of Monday, the 24th. That's which is the birth date of John the Baptist. Our Pueblo dancers will be dancing after a mass with Bishop Cantu there at the sanctuary.
And that's on Monday evening at
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's held closest to June the 24th, mm-hmm. because that's St. John the Baptist Day.
So it's really almost like 4 days, really. Beginning with the golf thing on Friday and the Tardeada and then the fiesta on Sunday, and then the evening mass on Monday evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Father Vincent Peterson, mm-hmm. pastor of the Shrine and Parish of Our Lady of Guadalupe in the village of Tortugas, the Turtles in Mesilla Park. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And thank you again for Emily and KRWG for this opportunity. Okay, this has been a delight for me.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.